Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Verizon doesn't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 8 hours of 4G wireless network backup to keep your business connected. Verizon, not so much. We offer 35 voice features that businesses care about and solutions that grow with your business so you never miss a call. Verizon, no way. Clearly, Comcast Business gives you more. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet on our reliable gig speed network. Plus, you can add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offer ends 3/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet at additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Connection pro restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. Call for details.
Want your home sold guaranteed? Go to itrustfrank.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, Interstate 95. A change at the scene of the crash that now all lanes are open. Southbound 95, right as you come up to the Beltway. However, seven cars involved. Boy, this multi-car crash is still giving us a lot to check out on the shoulder. So we need several tow trucks there. We may get the left lane blocked from time to time. So this will be southbound 95 at the Beltway. Now, delays out of Laurel. In the backups, the crash is between 216 and 198. So extremely busy, Maryland 95. That's the worst of it right now. So if you take the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, to note that you do have some volume through Jessup. And again, from 32 to 197 keeps you below speed. 29, we're still okay coming through Columbia and Burtonsville, past Pearland and down through White Oak, starting to bog down a bit. And 212, Powder Mill Road, picks up some of the bailout traffic. Let's go inside the Beltway. Through Riverdale, we've been up at speed, but now the accident, southbound BW Parkway on the exit ramp to take you on inbound 50 New York Avenue for the crash. Wilson Bridge backups near St. Barnabas Road, 395 hung up from the Beltway toward the landmark, and again at the 14th Street Bridge, but lanes open there. So again, just to recap, Maryland 95 south crash at the Beltway, confined to the shoulder, but several, multiple cars involved, I should say. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pushing some gray sky in this morning. There's some breaks around. I think more sunshine as we go through the morning and into the afternoon. Dry weather expected as high pressure is locked in, 43. That high will keep us clear and dry tonight, 29. Suburbs will be a little colder. Sunshine Friday, 53. Milder yet on Saturday with a few clouds, upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 33 in Alexandria, 29 in Bethesda, 33 in Washington. Assisted suicide advocates are targeting new battleground states. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning. Glad you're with us. As we move along this morning, we've got Ambassador John Bolton joining us at 7:35 to talk about the president's Davos trip. 8:05, we'll be joined by Congressman Paul Gosar. At 8:15, Elizabeth Schultz. She's a Fairfax County School Board member. Going to talk about the fact that they're just not going to hold illegal immigrants anymore in Fairfax County Jail. Not if the federal government wants them. Let's ask Elizabeth Schultz about that. And then Congressman Dave Bratt will join us at 8:35. That's ahead on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
Sir, I'm giving you 175 years, which is 2,100 months. I just signed your death warrant.
That was Judge Rosemary Aquilina yesterday in the sentencing of Larry Nassar, who was the U.S. gymnastics team doctor. To discuss that with us now, Sally Jenkins, a sports columnist for the Washington Post. Sally, good morning and welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
Sally?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Oh, hi, Sally. Why couldn't I hear? I didn't hear her. How did this go undetected for so long? How did this go on for as long as it did with so many victims and nobody knew about it?
Well, I think the simple answer is that a bunch of adults didn't particularly care about the comfort and decencies of the treatment of the gymnasts in their care.
But how are they supposed, if they didn't know about it, did someone know about this and just was complicit in covering it up?
Oh, I think we know enough about Nasser's behavior to know that he violated some pretty standard medical norms. You don't give small girls pelvic exams, for starters. Mm-hmm. You don't treat women without gloved hands. I mean, there were some flags here that, you know, no decent doctor does those sorts of things. And there were officials at USA Gymnastics that he worked very closely with that should have seen those things, that should have observed some very basic fundamental protections for the girls in their care. Number one, starting with the fact that Nasser treated these women in their hotel rooms and dorm rooms alone at night on their beds.
Yeah, and someone should have known. That definitely should have been known about, so because many, obviously that's...
And so many victim statements here. You know, Sally, I was struck. I saw some of the analysis of this. The judge may have even mentioned this, that the notion is that the rigor of being involved in such a high competitive level of gymnastics causes a lot of the officials and the people who are responsible for that gymnastics program to overlook things that the girls may even want to complain about. The idea is that maybe they're injured. Get over it. Get out there. Compete. It's basically a lot of kind of ignoring the signs because you want them to perform at a top level. Is that kind of what created an atmosphere where something like this could happen?
I think it contributes to it. It goes back to what I said at the opener here, which is I think that the people in charge didn't particularly care about the comfort level of the gymnasts with these medical treatments. So it started by not listening to them.
So are we going to see more people be charged in this for being complicit in covering it up?
Well, I think that's a big question, because I think there needs to be a much broader investigation into USA Gymnastics and the USOC. I mean, Larry Nasser sat on an eight-member USOC Medical Network Advisory Board with some very prominent doctors like Dr. Richard Stedman and Eric Heiden. You know, how on earth did this man, who may not have even had the proper licensing to practice in Texas, where he was treating these gymnasts, you know, how did such slipshod, shoddy care rise to the very top of these organizations?
Now, in your column, you're writing about this. There's so many more things that probably need to happen. You mentioned that where is Congress in this? Why isn't Congress getting involved in this? We've seen throughout history similar scandals of unfortunate, you know, very unfortunate, disgusting scandals, but of smaller proportions even. You think back to Jerry Sandusky, just the way that everyone else gets canned around them. So far, it just seems like Larry Nasser.
Well, I think part of it is it's little girls. I think people don't care as much about little girls as they care about little boys.
No. How could that be true?
I think it has to do with the basic valuation of female athletes, number one. But I also, you know, there's a difference here between the Nasser scandal and, say, Penn State. And the difference is that these are national organizations with, thousands and thousands of gymnasiums across the country are identified with USA Gymnastics. The charter for these organizations comes from Congress. The USOC is established by an act of Congress. So their overseer is Congress.
Yeah.
Congress is the appropriate place to start for a broader investigation. Now, there will also be, I think, some criminal investigations and some civil cases, but what's really most important now is subpoena power, the ability to compel testimony, the ability to compel documentation, the ability to compel these people to turn over their internal communications so we can find out who knew what, when, who allowed what, at what level.
I just want to pause for a moment because I want to ask you, why are you of the opinion that little girls are valued less than little boys? I've always personally felt like little girls are like one of the most sacred things we have as a country.
Well, I think when you look at the valuations that are put on them by everyone from endorsement companies to television networks. I mean, just look at the coverage. Look at the lack of coverage. Look at, you know, the
Well, that's
viewer.
A different
look
thing.
Look at viewer. Yeah, look
what,
at
what
how
you're,
viewer.
But what you're referring to, Sally, of course, is the extent to which we care about female sports and competition.
I think I can answer that question with one basic comparison. Look at the absolutely seismic reaction to Penn State and look at the fact that this thing has been in plain sight for well over a year, and there was no real massive reaction to it really until just this week, when it took 165 victims parading into open court, delivering statements that make your hair stand on end. But really, right up until last week, pretty much of a flat line in this country about this scandal.
Yeah, it's been a very exercised news cycle. There's a lot going on at any given moment. But you're right. This is a shocking story, I think, in many ways, propelled lately by all of these victim statements that came after the guilty plea, as people realized the monstrosity.
Well, I think it wasn't until you had 4, 5, and 6 gold medal winning gymnasts that were national heroes. Allie Raisman, Gabby Douglas, people like that coming into the courtroom. And having to stand up and describe their violation in public. But really, up until then, eh.
Yeah, it's interesting. You talk in your piece about these camps that they had to go to that was mandatory, and Allie Raisman saying, when you only have 5 girls to make the Olympic team, we're conditioned from a young age to not say anything, and how they were isolated in these camps and they couldn't have visitors and they were discouraged from communicating with agents and lawyers. It was a very intense environment that was very, very isolated. Maybe that's something that needs to be changed. Maybe that's the discussion also that we need to have as well, how we take these young children from take them through becoming Olympic athletes and the system that does that. Maybe that needs to be discussed as well.
Well, I think the concept of the training camp in athletics has a long tradition. I don't think the kids would tell you they objected so much to the idea of a boot camp or a training camp. What they objected to was the lack of voice, the lack of ability. Mm-hmm. I think you have to start with the sheaf of forms that you have to sign to be an Olympic athlete, and they come straight from the top at the USOC. And what they say is that you must, quote, submit to a range of clauses and contracts that really deprive you of any right or say over your own body, over your likeness, over the use of that likeness, over your own image. But one of the things that these forms said was that it deprived them of any say over their medical care. And I think that's wrong. I mean, I don't know another situation in this country or in sports where an athlete doesn't have the basic right to say, no, I'd like another doctor.
Sally Jenkins, thank you from the Washington Post. Thank you for being attentive to this, obviously one of the most important issues of our day. Appreciate
that. Thank you for having me on.
Nice to have you. 7:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Thank you. Let's go Maryland Interstate 95. It's been quite busy here. We have multi-car crash at the Beltway. It's over to the shoulder, but 7 cars involved. So a number of tow trucks there. From time to time, we might get that left lane reblocked. So again, this will be southbound 95. As you approach the Capitol Beltway after 212. Now, the delays are broken up now, 95, because of another accident that happened in the backup. So let's get you out of Laurel or try to get you into Laurel. The accident southbound 95 between 216 and 198. So that's where we're seeing a lot of activity right over the Patuxent River there in that stretch near the Brooklyn Bridge Road overpass. So southbound 95, that delay, you get broken up a little bit, and then you hit it again from the ICC down to the multi-car crash on the shoulder at the Beltway. Now for 270, nothing so dramatic. The volume through Hyattstown, again, Germantown, Gaithersburg, and Rockville, just that stop and go. Take you into Virginia, where the Beltway's been doing okay. A little bit of volume through Annandale on Route 7 coming inbound past Colvin Run interchanges. Had a little bit of volume through that stretch. Nothing, though, reported along the way, but definitely slow. And on the trip into town, the BW Parkway, the merge to get onto New York Avenue onto inbound 50, had a report of a crash at the end of that exit ramp. Now from Garage DoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, clouds will give way to sunshine, a high of 43 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 29. And then tomorrow, it'll be sunny with a high of 53. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 33 degrees, 718 on WML.
Bring your family to trek through time and see amazing realistic dinosaurs and dragons. And discover the dinosaurs' time trek this Friday through Sunday at the DC Armory. Book tickets now at discoverthedinosaurs.com for this brand new family experience.
A quick entertainment roundup for you. And Elton John is set to give his farewell tour. I wonder if this is the first of many, as you often see with when people are retiring or leaving, but the idea this may be the last time you get to see Elton John in concert. Legendary pop star Elton John announced his retirement tour. Here's what he had to say about it.
What is it that you want to leave on the stage and leave with people as you exit the stage?
That I gave people a hell of a lot of pleasure, that our songs will live on, and that I'm not disappearing, and I will be making music.
There you go. He's not disappearing, and he will be making music. I thought you were doing a farewell tour. Come on. You can't have it both ways, Elton. Sir Elton John.
Well, this could be his last tour. He could still make music, but he will not be touring to bring the music to you.
That's right. And, you know, it was. Am I right? He played Rush Limbaugh's wedding, actually.
Did he?
Did you know that?
Which
Elton
wedding?
John. His,
didn't he get
his most
money?
Recent.
Okay.
He played his in 2010. And then...
Wait, he's going to be at the Capital One Arena September 21st and 22nd. Tickets go on sale in February.
Oh, there you go. So that's right. So in September, you'll be able to see him here in Washington, D.C. Get to see Elton John.
I say we go.
You want to do that?
I do want to go. It's a Friday or Saturday night. I say we go.
Sing some Lion King or something, you know.
Why? He has other songs other than Disney stuff.
Okay, but in fairness, the Lion King is pretty good. I'm not knocking it at all. I'm for it. I'm for more. He should do more Disney movies. Anyway, so that's what's going on in Elton John's life. Meanwhile, speaking of those things that are old that are new again, Tootsie, the musical, is targeting Broadway in 2019. It's on its way to Broadway with a pre-Broadway run in Chicago this fall. Producers are going to open the show in New York, apparently, in the spring of 2019. That's the plan. And, you know, it was a role once played by Dustin Hoffman in 1982.
It's a great movie.
But this is problematic. How could you bring a show to Broadway that's so defined by Dustin Hoffman having played in it? Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, yeah. He's
accused of all sorts of nastiness. The way it works in 2018 is you literally have to excoriate everything ever associated with the person. It's done. You can't do Tootsie. It's done. Dustin Hoffman's too associated with it.
Oh, well, I'm sure they'll find someone else. I don't know if Dustin Hoffman was going to play Tootsie anyway.
I just don't. Is there any show worth paying the $6,000 you need to pay on Broadway?
The trick is you go see it off Broadway before it comes to actual Broadway. When they're doing, you know, Kinky Boots was off Broadway for $45 a ticket. Now you can't afford to go see it.
But you have to know to be able to predict that it's headed there.
Well, they just said it's headed there.
Yeah, well,
so
this... In this case, you can go to Chicago and see the pre-Broadway run.
Darn it.
If you want to. Meanwhile, Murphy Brown is returning to CBS. And this is funny. I noticed, like, as all of these companies like Netflix and HBO and everybody's, like, inventing, like, brand new ideas on television, coming out with, like, coveted television shows, the broadcast channels, meanwhile, keep going, you know what we should do? Let's bring back old shows and just, like, put them back on the air. So Murphy Brown is returning to CBS, 13 episodes. Candace Bergen is returning for the sitcom reboot, which will air during the 2018 and 2019 season. So it's a reboot frenzy going on
that's
on
because
the broadcast channels.
Will and Grace. And then Roseanne.
Roseanne's coming back.
Right, and so now it's got to be Murphy Brown because you have ABC and Fox's X-Files as well. So it's time.
Murphy Brown having premiered in 1988. How about that? 30 years ago.
Wow. Well, it's a new audience then.
There you go. So anyway, if you were looking for old shows to watch, there's new ones of them. 722 on WMAL.
Stay safe this winter. Don't slip. Get a grip on a new railing from Long Fence. For a limited time, Long Fence is offering the lowest prices of the year on fences, decks, pavers, and railings. Go to longfence.com today.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry started over a decade ago because I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population. Those individuals who had a fear associated with previous dental experiences. It's estimated over 1 in 10 adults are so fearful of receiving treatment that they'll only seek it when they experience an extreme dental emergency, like a broken tooth or an abscess. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan, and we interact with these patients a little differently, with much more of a TLC approach. The McMillan difference is empathy. My highly trained staff treats patients like members of their own family. We listen. We don't judge, and we strive to make our patients feel completely comfortable during their procedures, ranging from general and cosmetic dentistry to full mouth implants. Isn't it time for you to smile easy? Call 703-503-9490 online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Superpowers of Today presents Ms. Zero. Ms. Zero, can you fly like a bird?
No.
Read minds?
No.
Shoot lasers from your fingertips?
Nope. My superpower is a 0% APR credit card.
Impossible!
Not really. With my Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union Visa Signature Rewards card, I get 0% APR on purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers.
Why, it's like magic!
Well, actually, it's more like math.
Let Zero be your hero at Commonwealth One. Get an introductory 0% APR with a Visa Signature Rewards card for the first 6 months with no annual or balance transfer fees. And earn points for cash, travel, and merchandise. Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211. Offer valid through April 30th. Eligible to new cardholders only. Visit cofcu.org/radio for full details. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender.
Locally owned Novec keeps the power delivery system in tip-top shape throughout the year. That ensures Novec customers enjoy dependable power. Novec holds the record for the most reliable electric service in the region and has for almost two decades. Novec also uses proven technology and round-the-clock response to maintain one of the highest utility customer satisfaction ratings in the nation. Novec, keeping you connected.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince. Yes, unfortunately, we do have traffic for you. And where we're really busy this morning, we've had a couple of problems. Maryland, Interstate 95 southbound. Let's start first where the first set of delays begin, Route 32. Now, we normally don't have backups this far back. And this is going to take you past 216, off and on up toward the Patuxent River near Brooklyn Bridge Road before you get to 198. So pushing into Laurel, just jammed because of the crash. Now, that breaks up the delays. Beyond that next set of delays right near the ICC to the multi-car crash at the Beltway, that's been over to the shoulder for a while. But again, seven cars have been involved in that. That's what caused the major problems to begin with on 95. So that's been our hot spot this morning. Now, once you get down to the Beltway, once you get there, we're not back as far as the merge of 95, so that's no surprise. So your outer loop delays begin right at New Hampshire Avenue, take you past Colesville Road, in on 50 through Chevrolet, very slow getting down to New York Kenilworth Avenue on that exit ramp. That's where we had the crash to New York Avenue. Inbound Suitland Parkway, we're bogging down Alabama Avenue, Stanton Road. I don't have anything reported there, but watching those signal lights at Stanton Road, those always seem to give us trouble. Virginia, 66, just with the volume, no problems. Greenway, Toll Road, update sponsored by Davis Invention Services. Got an idea for a new product or app? Well, protect your idea. Learn how to bring it to the market. Call Davison for your free idea and invention. Get started kit, 800-294-7417. That's 800-294-7417. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's about where we should be this time of year. As we get into the afternoon, the clouds will continue to break up and will become clear later. 43 degrees with a northwest breeze. Clear tonight, 29. Suburbs colder. Sunny tomorrow, milder, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 33 degrees, 7:26 on WMAL.
All right, so we all know Grumpy Cat. Grumpy Cat is a cat whose real name is Tartar Sauce, T-A-R-D-A-R, Tartar Sauce.
Uh-huh.
People name their animals after weird stuff sometimes. Grumpy Cat is owned by Tabitha Bundeson, who realized that Grumpy Cat could be a moneymaker because this cat literally looks annoyed. That's just resting bee face for this cat at all times. Just really looks grumpy. So this meme goes out. She puts out, you know, Grumpy Cat. She puts out a meme years ago.
Yeah.
Takes off and everyone knows Grumpy Cat. Grumpy Cat was on TV. Grumpy Cat's on the Today Show. Grumpy Cat's on Fox News. Because here's this cat that just looks like your ticked off grandfather at all times.
Okay.
So she formed Grumpy Cat Limited. And what she does is she licenses the use of Grumpy Cat's face through this company. Well, she licensed it to a beverage company, which used it on other things than what they were licensed to use it for. So she sued, and Grumpy Cat won $710,001. And they say that a meme, because Grumpy Cat is, I guess, a meme. That's what its fame comes from. You can't just use that meme on anything because it's been licensed. So now it's not necessarily a free-for-all with the memes.
When was the last time your cat bought you a house?
I know. Next time I adopt a cat, and I always have, like, the handicapped animal, I'm going to get one that's funny. Funny looking. That's what I'm going to go for. A funny looking animal next time so that I can license it.
728 on WMAL.
This Valentine's Day, stay in. Don't worry about one good night out. Give the gift that will transform your bedroom into a luxury suite night after night, year after year. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. we make the world's softest and most comfortable sheets. Because we sell directly to you at BowlandBranch.com, there are no middleman markups. Our sheets cost less than half of designer brands and are twice the quality. Not only will they be the most comfortable sheets you've ever slept on, they also arrive beautifully packaged, making them the perfect gift for Valentine's. There's a reason our sheets have tons of five-star reviews. Hundreds of thousands of Americans, including three U.S. presidents, are sleeping better than ever on Boll & Branch. And you can try them risk-free for a month. This Valentine's Day, get $50 off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping, when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off, plus free shipping at BollandBranch.com, promo code SLEEP. BollandBranch.com, spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com, promo code SLEEP.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, your local real estate expert and the host of the Eric Stewart Show's Sunday mornings here on WMAL. Sellers ask me often why I hate open houses, and I tell them that open houses attract three groups: neighbors, suspects, and maybe a prospect or two. So why do them? 45% of my homes sell in 8 days or less, and for top dollar. Why? I've created a proven system for selling houses fast and for the most money. Find out all about it at ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
The President of the United States has arrived in Davos. He's going to sell America to the rest of the world. We're going to ask Ambassador John Bolton in mere moments what that means and what the big takeaways the president can hope for are. It's 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. President Trump has arrived in Davos to attend the World Economic Forum.
President Trump will promote his America First agenda at the event in Switzerland.
The economy is doing very well.
Great.
I'm going to Davos to get them to bring back a lot of money.
White House officials were tight-lipped about what the president will say during his speech Friday, but expected topics include tax cuts and deregulation. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
The president has opened the door to a path to citizenship for dreamers.
He said it would have to be over a period of 10 to 12 years, but he did signal an openness to it, and that perhaps will be received very well on Capitol Hill, where Democratic and Republican lawmakers have been trying to hash out this deal since this government shut down and since the government was reopened. Now those talks beginning again, and the president here clearly trying to stay involved.
Correspondent Jeremy Diamond. The Fairfax County Sheriff says the county will no longer cooperate with federal immigration authorities when they ask for a jail inmate to be held beyond his or her release date. And that decision by the sheriff is upsetting to Republican Fairfax delegate Tim Hugo.
Why the change now? You didn't need to do it. You've been doing it for years. There's been no problem. And for some reason, probably some political reason, they decided to change now. It's a mistake. And we've got to, you know, somebody could get hurt. I'll worry about that.
Hugo spoke last hour here on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. Metro officials are meeting this morning to go over some issues that came up in last week's red line derailment. For one thing, they'll be talking about communication problems inside the tunnel and why it took so long to get the 63 passengers off that disabled train. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 26,252, the Nasdaq at 74.15. Sports sponsored by Timeshare Exit Team. Georgetown takes a loss, so does Navy. The Wizards meet the Thunder tonight. The Caps take on the Panthers. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
At the Big Screen Store, big game savings start now. Get a Samsung 85-inch 4K TV for just $29.99. Whoa, an 85-inch Samsung 4K for just $29.99? That's big. Or get a curved Samsung 65-inch 4K TV for just $9.99.
Now that's a great price.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Want a new home theater to watch the big games? We've got that comfy cinema seating and an amazing selection of home theater furniture you've always wanted.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Big game savings start now only at the Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area.
Unlock your career potential in nursing with the RN to BSN program from UMUC. Earn up to 90 credits for your registered nurse license, associate's degree, prior college coursework, and military experience and training. Developed with input from experts, this CCNE-accredited program can give you real-world skills to use right away. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
When you are depressed, that black cloud was always there.
In my mind, everybody hated me. With depression, nobody wanted to be around me.
I know the pain that I was causing my family.
There's hope for those struggling with depression. Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers is North America's leading provider of TMS therapy, providing life-changing treatments to patients suffering with depression. Medications and talk therapy are often not enough. TMS therapy is a non-drug, non-sedating therapy that's FDA-indicated for treatment of depression in those who have not benefited from prior antidepressant medication. With a new location now open in Fredericksburg.
My doctor at Greenbrook really understood. I'm a different person, and I'm just happy again.
I have hope. It's been life-changing.
My daughter, she was noticing a difference in me, and she just out of the blue said to me, my happy mom is back.
Accepting most insurance, including Medicare. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Maryland, here we go. Connecticut Avenue commuters, if you're coming out of Aspen Hill, the crash is going to be southbound Connecticut Avenue at Randolph Road. Big delay here forming near Weller Road. Well, yesterday it was southbound Georgia Avenue at Randolph. This morning, Georgia Avenue runs well, but again, Connecticut at Randolph for the incident. South on 270, about the volume still as you push through Bannon and Hyattstown, and then definitely seeing those brake lights. We're bunched up Germantown, and very little brake that takes you down to the Capitol Beltway. We're in the thick of it. Now, for 95, that has been our hot spot this morning. 95, Maryland. We still have accident activity southbound, south 216 before you get to 198, right near the Patuxent River. Still watch for the flashing lights there. Delays near 32. So this is a pretty long haul to get you into West Laurel, beyond south of the ICC. Still rubbernecking at all the activity on the shoulder from the multi-car crash on southbound 95 at the Beltway. Let's go elsewhere. We're going to take you into town and getting you into Georgetown Canal Road, getting bogged down after Arizona Avenue. Stalled car reported up ahead, blocking one lane. That's never good. We need all those lanes on Canal Road. Heading through West Falls Church on 50 inside the Beltway and through to Seven Corners. The accident, 50 Arlington Boulevard, is going to be after Patrick Henry Drive, but before you get to South Carlin Springs Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's about where we should be this time of year as we get into the afternoon. The clouds will continue to break up and will become clear later. 43 degrees with a northwest breeze. Clear tonight, 29. Suburbs colder. Sunny tomorrow, milder, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 32 in Springfield, 26 in Damascus, 33 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. All right, good morning. Coming up, Congressman Paul Gosar will join us at 8:05 this morning. At 8:15, we'll be joined by Elizabeth Schultz, who's a Fairfax County School Board member. Immigration top of mind there in Fairfax County. And then Congressman Dave Brat will be with us at 8:35 on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Vince Colonnais with Mary Walter.
I'm going to Davos right now to get people to invest in the United States. I'm going to say, come into the United States. You have plenty of money. But I don't think I have to go because they're coming. They're coming at a very, very fast clip.
And there's President Trump on his trip to Davos to promote his America First policy. To discuss that with us, Ambassador John Bolton. Ambassador, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Glad to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about President Trump going to Davos to try to get people to invest in the United States. He went on a five-country Asia tour in November and brought back billions of dollars in deals. Do you expect the same on after his trip from Davos?
Well, they usually try and arrange things like that in advance. We'll have to see how much they've been able to do. But I think the point that he wants to make is, given the tax cuts, given the deregulation that his administration has pushed through, America is a very attractive place for capital to come and invest. And I think that's a point he wants to make. He'll have the chance to rebut a lot of the nonsense that people in the United States and around the world have used to describe his economic and foreign policy, and I think it's important to do it. So he's sort of confronting them in the Xi resort town of Davos, and I think it'll be quite an interesting confrontation.
What kind of reception can we expect him to receive from other world leaders?
Ambassador?
I think we just lost him.
And hearing why he thinks his policies are going to make the United States more attractive. You know, for many years, we had a corporate tax rate that put us at the high end of industrial democracies. We're now down around the middle of the pack, which means we're a lot more competitive. There are plenty of people there, though, who like to say over a cocktail in the evening, I don't consider myself a citizen of Germany or France or fill in the blank anymore. I'm a citizen of the world. I don't think he represents that point of view. And as I say, there are a lot of things, including, for example, Chancellor Merkel of Germany just the other day saying that isolationism and the withdrawal from the world is a bad thing. That is nothing that Trump has ever proposed. So I think hearing it from him directly, and it's going to be a very closely watched speech, a very closely watched couple of days in Davos, again, allows him to get his message out to this group and to a broader audience, less filtered by the opinions of those who really don't know what his agenda is.
Ambassador, having been responsible in a large way for handling diplomacy on behalf of the United States, I wonder what your perspective is on the importance of the president going to an event like this. He's the first since Bill Clinton to do this, and I realize in the United States the media treats Donald Trump like he's just some other guy. How does the global community receive a president of the United States at a World Economic Forum?
Well, this is the real deal. I mean, you can talk about Angela Merkel as a world leader, and she certainly represents an important upper middle level power. And you can talk about President Xi Jinping of China and President Modi of India, and they represent important emerging powers. There is still one superpower. It's the United States. This is where the action is, and there are a huge range of issues that the president could cover. I don't think he's going to have time to get to all of them. I think this is primarily an economics message that he's giving today, but it'll reverberate, and I think he's up for it. And you know, his history has been when he gets up for an event like this, he turns in quite a performance. So I'm really looking forward to the next 2 days.
Will this be all, do you think, exclusively focused on economics? I know Benjamin Netanyahu has been pushing for this opportunity with world leaders to also discuss the status of the Iran deal. Is that the kind of thing that will come up for President Trump, and will he be looking to make any decisions based on the conversations he's having there?
Sure. I mean, I think the public conversation is going to be mostly on economics. But in whenever you have these kinds of meetings, these marginal, they call them meetings on the margin of the meetings, bilaterals. He has one today with Theresa May, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, and obviously a whole range of subjects are discussed. I think with the Brits, it's going to be very important, for example, to talk about getting past some of the disagreements that we've had on non-economic issues. Britain has a critical economic issue, the exit from the European Union. The United States can play a major role in bolstering the British as they do that. And Theresa May's got to put aside some of her personality differences with the president, focus on the economics. So that's one I think that will certainly have political overturns, but will be primarily economic.
Ambassador, I'd like to briefly just talk about the Olympics. You've got North and South Korea marching under a united flag, presenting a united front. Lester Holt with NBC News is facing some backlash for what he said, and I want you to hear what he had to say about the North Koreans.
We have been treated with respect here. We have been invited and are guests of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. We stayed in a guest house outside Pyongyang last night and then made our way to this ski resort to get a look at a part of North Korea that most Americans don't see and certainly a part they would like us to see.
All right, so it's a part that we don't see because it was North Koreans frolicking on the bunny slope in the snow and they all are dressed alike and it looks very, very staged. Are we in danger of swallowing the pill that North Korea wants us to swallow and putting out the image that they want us to put out?
Well, I think Lester Holt falls in the category of what Vladimir Lenin once called useful idiots. I mean, let's take a couple of things he said. They were put in a guest house outside of Pyongyang. Boy, it really sounds great. Well, what it means is they were probably surrounded by guards. They weren't getting out to talk to real North Koreans, and the North Koreans weren't getting in to talk to them. He doesn't seem to have any understanding of why they weren't in downtown Pyongyang. Not that would be much of a thrill. And it's clear from what he was showed and what he broadcast that he's part of their propaganda machine, and he didn't even understand it. That's what this joint marching in the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics is. The North Koreans and the South Koreans have done this twice before in 2000 and 2004 in the Summer Olympics. It's like a playbook that the North Koreans take out when they want to divert attention from what's really at issue here, which is, you hear that whirring noise in the background? Do you hear it? That's the North Korean centrifuge is still spinning, still enriching uranium. And we're diverted to the women's ice hockey team, which will have both North and South Korean athletes on it. It's a brilliant propaganda move by the North Koreans. They're so much better at it than we are. And Lester Holt's just another cog in the wheel.
Ambassador John Bolton, former U.N. ambassador for the United States, thank you very much, sir, for spending some time with us this morning.
Well, thanks again for having me.
Nice to have you. Stay tuned. We're going to tell you about Alexa and how she's just doing it all wrong, and so are you specifically. 7:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Let's start Virginia area with the crash. As you're heading through Seven Corners, the accident in on 50 after Seven Corners, after Patrick Henry Drive under police direction, but I am seeing big delays there. Also, Springfield area, Alban Road at Rolling Road for the crash in the intersection. As for the interstate, 95 northbound as you approach Dale City area, a little bit of volume again, Lorton Newington, but it's not so bad. It's been very bad, Maryland 95. Continue with the delays still. Watch southbound as you pass 32 toward 216. The crash between 216 and 198, that was confined to the shoulder, but to relieve the pressure, still waiting for that good news there. Beyond from the ICC to join onto the Beltway, right at the exit for the Beltway, still had the multi-car crash activity on the shoulder, so we needed several tow trucks there. 212 picked up some of the bailout traffic. Now to White Oak, 29, pretty solid down to Four Corners. In on 50, BW Parkway slows to DC 295. On the exit to go in on New York Avenue, which come up to South Dakota Avenue, as we had the crash, we have a broken down heading inbound. All lanes are going inbound on Canal Road right now. After Arizona Avenue, you lose one lane due to the broken down pickup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's about where we should be this time of year. As we get into the afternoon, the clouds will continue to break up and will become clear later. 43 degrees with a northwest breeze. Clear tonight, 29. Suburbs colder. Sunny tomorrow, milder, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 33 degrees in the nation's capital, 746 on WMAL.
Do you want to sell your home fast and for top dollar? Then call my realtors, Debbie and Sarah Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team will guarantee that if they don't sell it, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, guaranteed. Go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
All right, Amazon's Alexa is problematic. You know what that means in 2018? It means it's not abiding by all of liberal scripture. I guess there's this writer from a website called Quartz. Her name's Leia Fessler. And she was upset that Alexa does not fight you when you sexually harass her. That she doesn't fight back. That she's just a passive robot. She said she spent last year thinking of every sexist turn she could to yell at Alexa and didn't get good feedback from her. She's not upset. She's upset about this. She said, you're a B word. You're an S word. You're a whatever. She would pick all these things to scream at Alexa. And Alexa would say things like, well, thanks for the feedback. She'd be like, oh, you're Alexa. You're hot. And Alexa would respond, well, that's nice of you to say. I mean, that was it. And apparently Amazon hadn't programmed in enough feminist responses into Alexa to satisfy this poor woman.
So they needed to program in outrage and political correctness and faux indignation. Maybe because she's a woman who said it, Alexa didn't take it as harassment. See, if they had a man doing it, then maybe Alexa would take it as harassment.
Well, now Alexa says, if you ask her, ask Alexa, the Echo device, if Alexa's a feminist, it now responds, I am a feminist. As is anyone who believes in bridging the inequality between men and women in society. Oh, in fact, we have the audio here. Here, let's play this. This is Alexa responding to that question.
Alexa, are you a feminist?
Yes, I am a feminist. As is anyone who believes in bridging the inequality between men and women in society.
Okay, great. That's wonderful. You're a robot is what you are. We just kind of give you a voice to make it less creepy.
Like I needed another reason not to have this device in my home. There you go. You just gave me another one not to have this device in my home.
Oh, come on.
As if the spying on me wasn't enough.
I'll give you, there's plenty of good reasons. Like, for instance, you can listen to WMAL via your Amazon Echo. That's a good reason. But this notion that other people need to, like, harass Amazon into making Alexa a feminist who, like, argues with you. I have enough women in my life I argue with. I don't need to argue with my robot. That service is already covered, all right? This is supposed to be the stuff that's not covered. Come on, Amazon.
Unbelievable. 749 on WMAL.
Planning to buy a home? This is Chris Plant, and my friend Mark Livingstone and his team at Cornerstone First Financial are the mortgage professionals that I recommend. Call Mark at 202-625-1221, online at cornerstonefirst.com.
All right, I'm going to blow the doors off traditional dentistry. Well, actually, I'm not going to do it. Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob and the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry are doing it right now. It is not your typical dental visit. When you get there, the office isn't jammed, you know, and it's not like an assembly line of patients. That's not how they do it, because they give you the time that you need. They put you in control of your appointment. You control the pace. They don't rush you. They're going to sit and talk to you about everything they're going to do before they do it. They make sure you're okay with it. So you control everything. So different, so revolutionary. They want you to be comfortable. So, you know, if you need a little something to calm you down, calm your nerves before you go, they can give that to you. If you want to sleep through it and get everything done, if you need multiple procedures, you can have it all done in one appointment. They'll give you something so that you sleep through it so you don't have to be fearful anymore of going to the dentist. They want you to keep your teeth healthy. That is their priority. That's their job. They want you to have a smile you can be proud of. So if you want a healthy smile, you want revolutionary new dentistry, take my advice and call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Attention, D.C. area. How would you like to earn $1,000, $2,000, or perhaps $5,000 a month in passive mailbox money? Then here's an amazing opportunity for you. Actor Dean Cain, known as Superman and now real estate investor with the National Real Estate Network, are giving away their Riches and Flipping CD for free to anyone who calls now. They'll show you step-by-step how to create monthly cash and flip houses for you. Huge profits in just 90 days. Call now and you will also receive 4 tickets to attend their free live Riches and Flipping event, where Dean and his team are looking for a handful of people in your area to join their team. You do not need your own money and you do not need good credit. You just need to call right now.
Call 1-800-274-1922 now to get your free CD. Call 800-274-1922 now and you'll get free tickets to a live training with a free meal, a smartwatch, and a flash drive loaded with vital information, all free just for attending. Call 800-274-1922. That's 800-274-1922. Call now.
All right, 753. Let's talk about one of your favorite topics, your money, with the CNBC News Desk and Landon Dowdy.
Hey there, Vince. Happy Thursday. Well, the Dow starts at a record high this morning after yesterday's roller coaster on Wall Street. Futures are higher. Earnings are coming fast and furious this morning. Better than expected results from Caterpillar is pushing the Dow futures higher. Cat shares are up nearly 4% in the pre-market. Southwest Airlines, Northrop Grumman, food seasoning maker McCormick, American Airlines, and 3M all beating better than expectations. And 3M shares are up nearly 2% in pre-market trading. Mixed results, though, this morning from Raytheon, Biogen, and Sherman Williams. President Trump is in Davos, Switzerland this morning. He'll sell his idea that his America First agenda doesn't mean a total end to world cooperation. Fiat Chrysler has announced $2,000 bonuses for workers related to the corporate tax cuts and a profit-sharing payment for union workers. Samsung is holding an event in Spain next month to unveil its new phone, the Galaxy S9. And Taco Bell launches its nacho fries nationwide today for $1 for a limited time. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned? If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to JoeHadid.com. That's JoeHadid.com.
7:55. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's head through town and over the Chain Bridge. We're okay this morning. Just the volume, and definitely seeing volume as well coming off of Military Road, North Glebe Road, heading into town. On Canal Road past Arizona Avenue, had the stalled blocking one lane. 395 overall. Picture looks like this from Edsel Road to Duke Street. Again, Shirlington, you're going to see the pressure up ahead near the Pentagon to get across the 14th Street Bridge. Now, heading in through Chevrolet, 50 delays just inside the Beltway, beginning near 410. And it's pretty solid this morning, not only to go to 295 South, where we always have that heavy rush hour, but to head in on New York Avenue as you merge off of both 50 and the B-Dub, had the crash over to the shoulder before Bladensburg Road. Halverton, Maryland, southbound 95, it is solid here, southbound from near the ICC to the Beltway. That's where we had this 7-car crash crews have been dealing with for some time. That's over to the left shoulder, but from time to time, might need to block that left lane to get the tow trucks in there. Update sponsored by Spot Hero. And finally, here is a way you can save time parking. Use Spot Hero anytime you park. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, park smarter. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It's about where we should be this time of year. As we get into the afternoon, the clouds will continue to break up and will become clear later. 43 degrees with a northwest breeze. Clear tonight, 29. Suburbs colder. Sunny tomorrow, milder, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 33 degrees, 7:56 on WMAL.
We all know the best time to buy something is in the off-season. Well, in the roofing industry, our off-season is winter, and January is the slowest month of the year. Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. Well, January isn't the best time of year to be a roofing contractor. It's a great time to be a roofing customer. This spring, we're going to be slammed, but I have to keep my installers busy in the winter, too. So if you call and schedule a free estimate right now, we're going to give you 50% off the price of materials, plus no interest, no payments until 2019. We've installed over 30,000 roofs in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Our master technicians use only the best materials, and every roof comes with a lifetime warranty. Don't wait. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. 50% off roofing materials and no interest, no payments till 2019.
Hey, Vince Colonnais here. When I'm looking for something with power, performance, and the feeling of ultimate luxury, I get all of those things from Jim Coleman Cadillac in Bethesda. Trust me, nothing beats a Cadillac from Jim Coleman Cadillac. For the very best deal, tell Pat Coleman that Vince sent you.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax area attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. Office in Falls Church.
They've been there for early morning practices, stayed open for late night dinners, driven an hour each way to show support. They've held fundraisers, potlucks, bake sales, clinics. There are hundreds of Team USA athletes competing in the Olympic Winter Games. And behind each one of them is a hometown cheering them on. You may not have heard the names of US Olympic athletes Jesse Diggins and Alana Myers Taylor, but Afton, Minnesota, and Douglasville, Georgia sure have. They've watched them go from stumbling toddlers to Team USA athletes, from the Afton Alps to the mountains of Korea, from the local ice rink to the world stage. That's why with NBC's unparalleled storytelling and Xfinity's unique viewing experience, Comcast is proud to support Team USA and bring the Olympic Winter Games to every hometown in America.
All right, here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
We'll be joined by Representative Paul Gosar from Arizona. We're going to get some information from him about that memo and find out when it's going to be released. We want to know.
Also, have some immigration questions for him. And we have immigration questions for Elizabeth Schultz. She's a Fairfax County School Board member as they grapple with that issues there. And then Congressman Dave Brad, both on immigration and the fact that your tax money goes to killing dogs. He's on that. Trust me, 8 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Some Fairfax County leaders are fuming over the county sheriff's decision announced this week to stop cooperating with federal immigration officials when they want a jail inmate held beyond their release date. Fairfax Republican Delegate Tim Hugo says the sheriff's move won't be the last word.
I think we've got to look and see if there's any legislative remedies on it, if anything we can do. And I think, too, one thing that Governor Northam said as a candidate, he said, you know, he wasn't pushing, you know, sanctuary city laws, but if there was a sanctuary city in Virginia and a law came down the pike, he would sign it. I think we should find out.
Hugo spoke on WMAL's Mornings on the Mall. Officials with Metro are meeting this morning to discuss what happened in last week's Red Line derailment and to address some of the problems that came up, including more trouble with first responders' radios in the tunnel and why it took so long to evacuate the 63 passengers. President Trump is in Davos, Switzerland now, where tomorrow he'll address the attendees at the World Economic Forum.
Davos is about building a joined world, a connected world, a shared world in a fractured environment, dealing with the issue of migration and refugees, let's say, from Africa.
Correspondent Nick Robertson. A Colorado sheriff's deputy was shot and killed last night. It happened after authorities were called to a report of an assault.
When deputies caught up to the male pulled out a handgun and started to shoot at our deputies, striking one of the deputies in the chest. Suspect then took off on foot, later being located and taken into custody.
Adams County Special Deputy Amanda Overton says a manhunt is on for two other suspects. When Virginia election officials decided an election winner by drawing a name out of a bowl recently, the state's method of breaking a tie was widely criticized. Well, now one state lawmaker says that process has to go.
Delegate Marcia Price says a special election is a far better way to determine the winner of a tied race than picking a name out of a hat. Today, the legislature will take up her bill that would require a special election if a recount finds a race is tied. She says this bill
would give the power back to the people.
Marcia, a Democrat, says this bill was not drafted because Republican David Yancey's name was drawn as the winner of the 94th District House race.
This is about respecting the voice voices and votes of citizens and their ability to choose their representative.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Ex-inmates have the right to vote in the district, but not all of them are aware of it. The D.C. Council now wants to change that.
We're pretty progressive in the district.
So unlike in Virginia, where it was a prolonged legal battle for former Governor Terry McAuliffe to give ex-felons their voting rights, in D.C., says Councilmember Charles Allen,
if you have done the crime and done your time, and you're a returning citizen, we want to enfranchise you and give you your voice back.
But the biggest problem is that a lot of those ex-felons don't actually know they have the right to vote. A bill in front of Allen's committee today mandates returning citizens get verbal and written notification of their voting rights.
We need to make sure that they have access to be registered to vote and that they have the ability to vote, but also that they know their rights.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 26,252, the NASDAQ at 74,15. Sports, college basketball, losses for Georgetown and Navy. NBA, the Wizards are in Oklahoma City tonight. NHL, the Caps meet the Panthers in Florida. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Elton John. Friday and Saturday, September 21st and 22nd, Capital One Arena. Farewell Yellow Brick Road Tour. Special offer for American Express card members. Get your tickets Thursday, January 25th at 10 a.m. through Monday, January 29th at 10 p.m. before the general public.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.